When the Stanley Cup playoffs come around, it's time to go big or go home.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
We're going big with CPJ and 30 Live, presented by Telhio Credit Union. Get game previews, player and coach reactions. Plus, you can join the conversation by sending in your questions and comments at Bobby Mac Sports on Twitter.
As of right now, we're in the playoffs.
Now, to tell you like it is, as he always does, here's Bob McGilligan.
Impossible comes true. It's taking over you.
Oh, this is the greatest show.
We light it up. We won't come down.
And the sun gets the muscle down.
Watching it come true. It's taking over you.
Oh, this is the greatest show.
It's everything you ever want. It's everything you ever
It has been the greatest show, hasn't it? This playoff series between the Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning. My goodness. How the Blue Jackets have gone about their business, as John Tortorella likes to say, is absolutely, positively incredible and impressive. Last night, the Blue Jackets put a stranglehold on the Tampa Bay Lightning. They did that by winning the game by the score of 3-1, and they now have a 3-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. It will take one more victory for the Blue Jackets to do something they've never done in the history of the franchise, and that is to advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Heck, they've already done something that they've never done before. They've got 3 wins in a playoff series, and it is that one last one, that one final hurdle that the Blue Jackets have to get over so that they can move to the next round and get another opponent. But you know, that last step, that final step, is going to be the biggest step for this team to take. But last night, again, I thought it was similar to the game on Friday in Tampa. Not as dominating by any means, but the Blue Jackets, again, had great structure. They played great team defense. They found a way to frustrate the Tampa Bay Lightning. They kept them off the board until the third period. The only difference was the Blue Jackets were not as prolific in scoring goals last night as they were on Friday in Tampa. And you've got to give their goaltender, Andrei Vasilevskiy, credit for that, because the Blue Jackets had some good looks in the first period. The one that comes to mind the most is Josh Anderson. He gets going down the right wing, cuts in front of the net, tries to go forehand, backhand. We've seen him have a lot of success with that move throughout the course of the regular season. But last night, Vasilevskiy was right there. He made the save. It was a huge save at the time, and it kept the game scoreless. So the Blue Jackets didn't get a goal in the first period, and neither did the Tampa Bay Lightning. But the way it's looked at from the two sides is much different, because from the Blue Jackets side, you just got a 5-1 win on Friday. You're thinking, man, if we can get out here and get a goal or two in the first period, we are going to have these guys beaten down. We will have them beaten mentally before we ever beat them physically in this game. And that doesn't happen. If you're the Tampa Bay Lightning, you're thinking, oh, thank goodness we got through the first period and we didn't give up anything. And the Blue Jackets had the better chances in the first period of the game. There's no question. They outshot them by a bunch. They outchanced them. And Tampa got through it. So that's the way you look at it on each side. One team is saying, doggone, we were really good. We just couldn't finish. And the other team saying, we were good enough to get through that, and this is still a 0-0 game. But then Matt Duchene started the scoring in the second period. The Blue Jackets getting kind of a nice bounce off the skate of Dan Girardi, and it kicks over to Matt Duchene. Vasilevskiy, no way he can regroup and get back into position to make the save, and the Blue Jackets have a 1-0 lead. Then they get a power play goal from Oliver Bjorkstrand. The power play is unbelievable in this series. They're 4-for-8 on the power play. 50%. 50%. This is a team that was 28% during the regular season. Now, or they were, I'm sorry, I take that back, they weren't that good. They were 28th in the league out of 31 teams during the regular season. That's what they were. They were not even close to 50%. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if I don't know that I still have the doggone thing to look it up here. But I might. We'll see. But anyway, they were not good on the power play at all during the regular season. I don't have to tell you that. If you're listening to this show, you know that. You know that. You watch the trials and the tribulations. You watch them struggle on the power play. You watch them bring in the former member of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Marty St. Louis, to help to run the power play, to help to try to spark the power play because nothing was working. They just couldn't find a way to score. Let's see. That's penalty killing. Power play, 15%, like 15.5% in the regular season, and now it's 50, all right? It's a smaller sample size, I'll give you that. It's only a couple of games. It's only three games. But they're scoring on the power play. Huge difference. In the playoffs, special teams make the difference. Simple as that. And the Blue Jackets didn't even have to use their penalty kill last night. Can you believe that? Not a single power play was awarded to the Tampa Bay Lightning, and that has to drive them crazy. But the power play goal makes it 2-0. In the third period, all of a sudden, the Lightning starts to come alive a little bit. They get some opportunities. They score a goal, and then they get the Blue Jackets back on their heels for a bit. And then they pull the goaltender. The Blue Jackets wind up with a puck. They come up the ice on the rush. Artemi Panarin feeds it to Cam Atkinson. He puts it into the empty net, and that's all she wrote. And that's how the Blue Jackets win. But they had to grind it out. They had to block shots. They had to do everything right and almost perfect. They weren't perfect last night. When they got loose in the third period, you know, after Tampa scored and they started to scramble a little bit, that was the most, I don't even want to say discombobulated. That's not fair. That was the most that they seemed to be guessing since the first period of the first game when they fell behind 3-0. I just thought they got a little bit over-anxious in that third period. And actually, not only did I think that, but the Blue Jackets head coach, John Tortorella, also had the same thoughts after the game about his team's play in period number three.
We're kind of cruising along, but when they score that goal, you can see I just felt I think we've got to find, and we'll look at the video, I think we've got to find in that time of the game that we need to be aggressive on the puck, but also be above the puck. And there's a fine line there. I just thought we just kept on skating above the puck and really we've got to keep on forechecking also. And that's where I think we lost ourselves. And then they pushed. The key guy in the push was Bob. I don't think Bob had much work in the first two periods. I think three, four, five chances. But in that third period when they came at us, and listen, they're a damn good team. I thought Bob stood in there. He made some really good saves for us.
Yeah, he did. There's no doubt about it. And going into the series, Sergei Bobrovsky was the question mark because he has always been the question mark for the Blue Jackets in the postseason about his play. And in the first period of the first game, those questions remained about his play. Those questions are disappearing by the second. And Sergei Bobrovsky is looking like the two-time Vezina-winning goaltender that he is. And he was big in the third period for the Blue Jackets. There's no question. And I think this series has had a lot of balance in that way. It was Bobrovsky in the second period of Game 1 that made two big saves right away that settled the team down, and then they went on to win that game. But then it was the Blue Jackets that scored five goals in Game 2 and let Bobrovsky kind of not do a heck of a lot of work. Last night there were stretches of the game where he didn't have to do very much. And then he had to do it at the end in the third period, but he did do it. So I think it's been a little bit balanced. I think it's been mostly balanced between team and goaltender, which is not always the case during the regular season. You and I both know it. We've watched games where they only win because of Sergei Bobrovsky. But this team has struck a balance all around. I mean, for all of the dysfunction throughout the course of the year, for all of the questions about the new players fitting in and meshing with the other players, and it's amazing how quickly it all disappeared. And that's what winning will do for you. Speaking of one of the quote-unquote new guys, because it's been, what's it been, a month and a half now? Not really new anymore, but Matt Duchene is helping the Blue Jackets where he needs to be helping them. He had a four-point night on Friday in Tampa. Last night it was Duchene that started the scoring for the Blue Jackets. And this is a guy that is just happy to be in the playoffs. And he is enjoying, it seems like he is enjoying every minute of it. And it's a heck of a lot more fun to enjoy when you're winning. Here's Matt Duchene after last night's game.
We did a lot of good things. Obviously, They threw the kitchen sink at us in the third period, and they played some really good hockey, and Bob was big for us, and we did just enough, obviously, to only give up one goal, and obviously that'll probably be the biggest area that we want to address, is just about, you know, continuing to try and enforce our game and make plays when we need to, and but at the same time, you know, we got the job done, so there's always areas to get better, and we're going to stay humble through this process, and we obviously have one more, and it's going to be the hardest one to get.
Matt, you guys have won now three different ways. Come from behind the first game, second game you get the big lead, you grind it out, and now here tonight you have to hold on and bury the empty netter. How valuable is that going to be, do you hope, in the rest of these playoffs, no matter how long it lasts?
Yeah, you're going to have to win them all types of ways, and so far, you know, we've done, like you said, we've done that. You know, we'll need to win them in overtime at some point, so there's all kinds of different obstacles, and I think what's great about it right now is I think our demeanor, you know, in here, guys are focused, guys are humble, guys are confident. It's everything you want. So the biggest challenge is going to be, we're going to go through some adversity, you know, whether it's next game, the game after, the round after, two rounds, I don't know when it's going to be. You know, well, we obviously did it in the first period of this playoff in the first game, and we handled it really well. So we just want to keep that same temperament no matter what we're going through, whether we're up or we're down. So that's it's a big thing for us. We want to keep going.
Yeah, and they made it look easy in many ways. They have made it look easy. And I like what he said there. He knows they're going to have to go through adversity at some point. Absolutely knows it. But when is that going to be? That's what nobody knows. They don't care either because they're having good success. But when is that going to be? They have just made this series look so easy to this point. And I'm saying that when they're playing against a team who had 128 points during the regular season, a team that won 62 games. It was a record-tying team, and they look discombobulated, they look lost, and they are in big trouble right now. Of course, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, I want to say one thing. John Tortorella complimented the Tampa Bay Lightning about the way they play. Matt Duchene complimented the Tampa Bay Lightning about how good of a team they are, how tough they are to play against. Make a note of that. Make a note of that, and we're coming back to it in just a minute or two, okay? Tampa had a play last night without their leading scorer from the regular season, Nikita Kucherov. And even though he doesn't have a point in this series, he is a very dangerous player. He was suspended for the game. He will return tomorrow in Game 4. But the Blue Jackets didn't have to deal with him last night. They also didn't have to deal with their top defenseman, Victor Hedman, who missed the game with injury last night. And that's another thing that's impressive to me. Go back to Calgary just a couple of weeks ago. The Blue Jackets go in there. They really need a win. Calgary's playing without Sam Bennett. And who else were they playing without? They had two of their top players were out of the lineup that night. Okay? Two-thirds of their top line was out of the lineup. And the Blue Jackets didn't win the game. They played well, but they didn't win the game. They didn't take advantage of that situation, is my point to you. Last night, two top players for Tampa out of the lineup. They do take advantage. They do get the win. They do what they have to do so that they can move on. So the Tampa Bay Lightning, look, if you ask me, and I'm watching it from a distance, I listen to what guys say. I watch their body language, all that stuff. They just look completely frustrated right now. Absolutely and completely frustrated, like they have no idea what to do. After the game, this is what the Tampa Bay Lightning captain, Steven Stamkos, had to say.
Well, this was a game we really wanted. We stuck with it. We knew they were going to push hard in the beginning. Vasi made some big saves. We kind of calmed the storm a little bit and gave ourselves a chance in the third. But I mean, they're defending well. We're not getting many opportunities. We pushed hard in the third period. You know, hoping at least we'd get one power play there after we got that goal. I mean, you know, to have no power plays in a game is pretty surprising. But you have to earn those. And, you know, I thought we played well in the third. But, you know, it's no consolation right now being in the position we're in.
The math being what it is, I mean, you go into Tuesday night now, I mean, trying to avoid getting out of character, staying within the discipline. I mean, at this point, game plan-wise...
Yeah, you got to win a game. We just win a game. Get it back to Tampa. So it's tough right now, but we just have to find a way to, you know, there's nothing to save it for right now. I mean, we just have to, you know, win the next game and see where it takes us.
that third period at all feel like a last stand in some ways for you guys?
Well, I mean, we pushed hard. You know, if anything, maybe we found a recipe to break some of their structure there. But, you know, obviously it wasn't good enough.
That is Steven Stamkos, the captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And you did hear him say they are defending well. So there was a compliment toward the Blue Jackets. Of course, Stamkos last night, what he's going to be remembered for in that game is for sucker punching Nick Foligno in a scrum near the end of the game. And Foligno was out of his mind, and rightfully so. And he, you know, Foligno talked about it after the game, saying that he's not going to forget that anytime soon. He acknowledged that it is the playoffs and tempers run high, but he thought that that was absolutely uncalled for. So he had served notice to Steven Stamkos to basically skate with your head up and watch yourself from here on out. that's what Steven Stamkos is going to be remembered for, at least all day today. Now, Steven Stamkos is a soft-spoken kind of guy anyway, but when you hear him talking like that in that dressing room, which is just, there's no buzz. There is zero buzz. They were the best team in the regular season. They are on the ropes. They're down 3-0. There is no buzz. They are, I'm not saying they're completely defeated, because you have to win 4 before a team is defeated. But, man, do the Blue Jackets have them scratching their heads and trying to figure it out. You heard him say he's hoping that, you know, that third period maybe was a formula to break some of the Blue Jackets' structure. We'll see. We'll find out in game 4, but, you know, the Blue Jackets look at it as a blip on the radar screen. The Lightning look at it with hopes that that's what it's going to take to, and that they can do that again at the start of period 1 tomorrow night and finally win a game in this series. Okay, so I told you that Tortorella complimented the Lightning, Duchesne complimented the Lightning, Stamkos complimented the Blue Jackets. Now, let's go the other way and hear from the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, John Cooper, from his post-game press conference last night.
John, big picture, are you stunned by this? Stunned by the position that you're in right now?
I don't know. Like, I guess, however, when the series is over, whichever way it goes, maybe ask me that question. As far as I know, we're playing Tuesday, right? So, we're still alive.
I'm just going to stop there for a second. I think he was so stunned when he was asked if he's stunned. I think he's so stunned he really didn't know how to answer the question. Let's continue.
We broke things up a little bit in the third. Guys believed, as I said, the first period you just got to weather the storm, and we did that. But you know, until you know they get that first goal. I mean, we had it in their end the whole time in the second period. Then they come down once to score, and then you know, unfortunate little breakdown on the power play. But as I said, that game could have gone either way. It just went their way.
Again, John Cooper is a very good NHL coach. He's a smart guy, and I know a lot of people that that love the guy. That I have friends in Syracuse where he coached before he came to the NHL, and they love him. And in a lot of this, maybe it's coach speak, maybe I'm overreacting to it, but every time I've seen him sit down there, it's about, well, you know, it could have gone either way. Well, we beat ourselves. We did this. His team is being outplayed by the Columbus Blue Jackets. He might say it. He might not say it, but it's true. But there are no compliments to come back the other way, or very few. There's not one I can remember in the first 3 games, okay? Maybe they're there. Maybe I'd have to go back and listen to every interview. I don't know. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to go from that. But anyway, look, the Blue Jackets are taking it to the Lightning. They're not sure what to do. And if they don't figure it out in the 60 minutes tomorrow night that will be played at Nationwide Arena, if they don't figure it out, then they will be going back to Tampa until next fall. And the Blue Jackets will be moving on. Well, as I get set to move on, today is a Monday mailbag edition of CBJ and 30 Live, presented by Telhio Credit Union. And that means I'm going to go to Twitter, which is scary in its own right. I'm going to go to Twitter. I'm going to check my account, at Bobby Mac Sports. You have asked questions. I'm going to answer them. It's all on the way as we continue next. CBJ and 30 Live, presented by Telhio Credit Union. Tell Ohio Credit Union that going above and beyond is something they do each and every day. They've been doing it for what seems like forever. They've been doing it for over 80 years. Since 1934, they've been putting people above profits. They've been making sure that their members get everything that not only they deserve, but everything that is going to make their life easier when it comes to their money. Should you become a member of Ohio Credit Union? Do you know if you should? Do you know why you should? Well, I can tell you where you can get all the answers to those questions. Just go online to tellohio.org, surf around the site, click on the tabs. If you still can't figure it all out, not a problem. Just go to the live chat option and somebody will pop right up on the screen to answer any question that you have. The other thing you can do is stop by a local Ohio Credit Union office and speak to a person, an actual person, about these types of things, where to put your money, what accounts might be good for you, whether it's personal, whether it's business. Ohio Credit Union is open to everyone in central and southwestern Ohio. They are federally insured by NCUA. Well, today, as always, is a Monday mailbag edition of the show. And that means that you tweet me questions at Bobby Mac Sports on Twitter, and then I read them and I answer them. And the volume of the questions has gone up. Everything has gone up. This is what's so fun about this. And by the way, I should have started by saying this at the beginning of the show, but you were awesome last night. If you were at that game, you were awesome last night. What an atmosphere at Nationwide Arena. It was incredible. And I guess during that Penguins series a couple of years ago, it was like that. But maybe it's been too many years and I had forgotten, and there were no playoff wins last year, so it slipped my mind. But holy cow, that was unbelievable last night. And I know it's going to be even more unbelievable tomorrow, because there is a chance that the Blue Jackets will win a playoff round for the first time in franchise history, and it could happen on home ice tomorrow night. I know that, and I know it's going to be great. And I don't know if there are tickets left, but I know how you can find out if there are by going to BlueJackets.com right now. All right, let's get to your questions. We start with Kalen. I got two questions that are similar here. I'll put them together. Kalen says, with the news of Ryan Murray skating again, what are the chances that he and Adam McQuaid come back at any point during these playoffs? That being said, who would get benched when they are ready to be back? That's question one. Ethan Shorey says, my main question is, what's the timetable on Ryan Murray coming back? I saw he skated this morning. Do you think adding him will improve our already stingy defense or mess up the chemistry? Okay, so both of these questions asking about Ryan Murray and Adam McQuaid, basically. Here's the deal. They skated, but there's still no contact that they're taking. Look at how this series is going. If you're not ready for contact, you're not ready to play. However, let's just say that the Blue Jackets can finish this tomorrow. Let's just say that. If they do, that would give them a break before the second round. And I think with every day that goes by, these guys get closer. My guess would be McQuaid would be closer than Murray, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. The fact that they're on skates is great. Once they start taking the body, that will be better. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. In my opinion, if the Blue Jackets make it to the second round and you look at who they could play in the second round, both of those guys are extremely important. And I think McQuaid would be important, because I think the next round might be, well, I think it's definitely going to be, no, I shouldn't say definitely. It depends what team it is. But it could be much more physical than this round, okay? It could be similar to this round, or it could be much more physical than this round. And I think Adam McQuaid would be very important in that scenario. Ryan Murray's a puck-moving defenseman. He had a great season before he got hurt. They need to move the puck out of the zone. You'd never just say, nah, we don't need you. Absolutely not. Now, the guys that are in there, what a job they've done. Dean Kukin, with Marcus Nuttavaara out last night, Kukin wound up playing with David Savard, and he looked completely at home there. Scott Harrington, when I talked with John Tortorella yesterday, pregame, about Harrington, he was quite honest as always. He said, hey, look, Harry's got some faults to his game, but he makes up for it with his competitiveness. And you saw that over and over last night if you watched Scott Harrington. He'd make a mistake in his own end, and then he would just will himself to go back and make up for the mistake. He just is relentless the way he comes at you time and time and time and time and time again. And then Adam Clendenning had to go into the game last night. because of Nudavara being out, playing his first Stanley Cup playoff game. Did you notice him? No. And is that a compliment? Yes. Because if you're noticing him, then he probably has made a mistake that leads to something bad happening. I thought he was fine last night. So, look, to answer the question, who comes out if those guys were to come back? If you get Nudavara, Murray, and McQuaid at some point back in the lineup, I think that conventional wisdom would say that those three guys I just mentioned all would come out. Doesn't mean they're not good players because they're doing a great job. And as far as would it mess up the chemistry, no. Absolutely not. There's no chemistry that is going to be messed up when you're winning in the playoffs. That's just, nah. You're getting better players back. Again, that's not a slight to the guys that are playing. But you're getting better players back. That's not going to mess up the chemistry for you at all. Kevin Bailey says, not that I'm complaining, but do you feel that Tampa is trying too hard to keep up with the Blue Jackets' physical game instead of playing the skilled game that won them 62 games? It's like this, Kevin. They can't play the skill game that won them 62 regular season games. They can't. That's why they were, when I just played those sound bites for you in the first segment, that's why Stamkos was saying hopefully we found something in the third period because they finally were able to do that a little bit. Because the Blue Jackets got a little bit lax and they backed off. I felt like when I was watching it, I felt like they were going into a prevent defense type of thing, which if you listen to me on a regular basis, you know I hate that. I don't blame them, but I hate it. But they can't play that game. The Blue Jackets are not allowing them to play that game. So all they have left is to try to play a physical game, and they are not a team that is built to play a physical game. Bad formula and a bad matchup in that regard for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So it's not that they are trying to get away from what made them successful. The Blue Jackets have taken away what has made them successful this year. And that is a fact. They have just taken it away. I've got more of your questions coming and more of my answers, too, as we continue with CBJ and 30 Live. CBJ and 30 Live, presented by Telhio Credit Union, Monday Mailbag Edition. I'm Bob McElligott, answering your questions that you have sent me via Twitter, at Bobby Mac Sports. Blue Jackets a winner last night, 3-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are up 3-0 in the best-of-seven series. If you don't know how a best-of-seven series works, they have to win 4 games to advance. That means one more win. And the next game is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. At Nationwide Arena. Back to your questions. Eric with a K. I mean, that's really what it says. He does spell it with a K, but then it says with a K. So that's why I read it that way. Eric says, why doesn't the NHL include things like significant hits and penalties or fights in the highlight reels? I would have liked to take a second look at some of the scrappier plays in this series, especially from Game 2 on Friday. I mean, it's the NHL, and the speed and the scoring and the good saves is what's selling the game, I guess. Personally, I just don't think that they want to put much more out about fighting. And it's, look, the league has never said the fighting is gone, and it's not gone because it still happens, but hardly ever, right? And I just don't think that they feel they need to highlight it. So that would explain the fighting. The bigger hits, the significant hits, it depends. I think it just depends. But I really think, and again, all of this is my opinion and conjecture, but I don't know. It's the speed and the skill that make the difference. So that's why they highlight the speed and the skill. Brown-Eyed Lauren says, unlike Tampa, I love how few penalties the Blue Jackets are drawing right now. Is there discipline in the game plan that they've brought into this series the reason for that, and how much gratitude should we all have for Martin St-Louis' impact on the special teams? You should have gratitude, but you know, I'm not saying he hasn't done anything because he has. I think a lot of what Marty has done has been talk to players and try to get in their heads and explain things to them more in a player type speak than a coach speak. So yes, there's gratitude there, but as far as what they're doing, look, If he would have come in as a special teams coach and the power play would have rocketed up into the top 15 or something like that, which I guess it kind of did for a while, maybe that would be one thing. He's helping. He's helping. But the players, I think sometimes we forget about the players. The players are the ones that have to do it. And that goal last night that Bjorkstrand got on the power play, that second unit just shoots. They just go to the net and shoot. The first unit is more finesse. The second unit is more like, here it is. So I don't want to take credit away from the players. Yes, he has been a help, but they are the ones that have to absorb the information and execute. And I think they've really done a good job of that. And maybe it was just a matter of time. I mean, maybe you just can't be the – maybe your power play just can't be terrible forever. And maybe it's just working now. Maybe if they move on in the next series, it's not working. So, you know, we'll have to see. But don't forget to credit the players for the job they're doing. As far as the discipline, yeah, they've done a great job with it. They really have stayed out of stuff. It's like last night, Alex Killorn in the first period, he draws a penalty, just kind of being overzealous, and just it was a dumb penalty. And they didn't have to pay a price on that one, and he was lucky. So the Blue Jackets have maintained their composure much better. And it is part of the game plan. When you're taking on the number one power play in the league, and they've got multiple weapons, I think your game plan has to be stay out of the penalty box and actually stay out of the penalty box. How many times you go into games, and I'll ask Torts, you know, hey, how important will it be to stay out of the penalty box? Oh, yeah, we have to do that because they've got Ovechkin or they've got Crosby and they've got – well, of course, that's a game plan, but it has to be executed against this team. Do not put them on the power play. They've done a good job not to do that. Sergei Kozlovsky. Blue Jackets are losing their structure in Columbus. Bob is the only reason they won Game 3. Why is it so hard for the Blue Jackets to keep it together at home, or is it just me? I think it's just you. Yeah, there was a span in the third period. We've talked about it, where they got loose, and Bobrovsky had to bail them out. Okay, fine. Playing against a high octane offensive team. That should happen. If Tampa's doing their job, that should happen at points during games. And Bob should have to win some games. He's the best goalie in the league, for crying out loud. And he's going to have to win you some games. This is a team that has relied on Sergei Bobrovsky. Do you realize when the puck drops next fall, this team is not going to have that rock to lean on, potentially? The guy that they have leaned on for years, the guy that's taken them to the playoffs in the last 3 years in a row. I mean, losing their structure. I mean, yeah, they have played better on the road than they have played at home this year. I think they tried to put on a show at home. It's just you. I don't even know why I'm still talking about this. The answer is, it's just you. It's not me, it's you. Ryan Ebersole. Wow, what a great game. As I listen on my way to work in Central Missouri, my question for you is, what do the Blue Jackets need to do to win Game 4? I look forward to listening live, or if I can't hear the broadcast entirely, I'll get it via the replay. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being there, and have a safe drive. What do they have to do to win Game 4? The exact same things they've been doing to win Games 1, 2, and 3. It's really that simple. 1, 2, and 3, they have executed their game plan, and they just have to do it one more time. If they can do it, if they can contain Tampa, if they can score a couple of goals, it will all take care of itself. It is a simple game plan. Very, very simple. Don't change a thing. One more question before I go to break. Jeremy G, how much do you feed off the crowd and atmosphere of a game like last night? Also, how much fun are you having? Jeremy, I said this during the broadcast last night. I have spent many, many nights watching games that the Blue Jackets are not involved in with the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, I've watched teams, they get deeper into the rounds. Watch Nashville a couple of years ago when they went to the Stanley Cup final and how that place was crazy and how loud it was. I was watching their game the other day, by the way, against Dallas, and it was the same thing. That building was so loud, and I remember thinking to myself, man, this place is rocking. And then I got to Nationwide Arena last night, and it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. But I had watched those games as you get to the Stanley Cup final and you get to the conference final, and you could just feel the energy. When you can watch it and you can feel the energy coming at you, or you listen to it in the car and you feel the energy coming at you, it's amazing. It's magical. And I said during the broadcast last night, I have so longed to be in that setting while that was happening. And last night I was. So I feed off it a lot. I think you have to. Well, like when you're on the road, the crowd's going the other way. And you're excited. When you're excited and you're raising your voice to call things, they are quiet. But at home, you're right there with everybody. You're all together. It's like Torch says about the team. We're in this together now. Same thing. Me and you. We're in it together. How much fun am I having? Time of my life. I'll come back and wrap up today's CBJ and 30 live edition right after this. CBJ and 30 live presented by Tel Ohio Credit Union. The Blue Jackets are back at home tomorrow night. Game four. It could be a clincher tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. The party starts early tomorrow, though. Pre-game plaza party presented by Nationwide comes back, and it kicks off at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon just outside of Nationwide Arena. You don't have to have a game ticket to attend the plaza parties, okay? So if you just want to come out, you want to hang out, you want to be a part of the atmosphere and the festivities, do it. Do it. Do it. 4 o'clock, plaza party presented by Nationwide, and then the game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and hopefully the last game of the series. Tampa will have something to say about that, I'm sure. They'll try to say something. They've been trying to say something for three games, and nobody can hear what they're saying. Blue Jackets have to make sure that stays true tomorrow night. All right, with just a few minutes left here, let me get back to the Monday mailbag at Bobby Mac Sports on Twitter. Jeff says, one thing that I don't think people recognize enough is how good Cam Atkinson's defensive game is. And last night, I thought he was as good as we've ever seen him in that aspect. Can you comment on how well he plays without the puck and what it means to the overall team game? Yes, I can, Jeff. You're dead on. This guy's terrific away from the puck. You know, it's easy to forget that because he scored 41 goals during the regular season. He's got 2 goals during the postseason now. Got the empty netter last night that sealed the deal. But his defensive play, the little things that he does, getting the puck in his own zone, getting it up the wall, getting it out, getting it off the glass, getting it out, getting it in the air and getting it out, getting it to an open spot where a teammate can get it out. Those are so crucial. Those plays, they are so crucial. And he does it at just the right time. And there's no question about how good his defense is, because if it wasn't good, he wouldn't be a penalty killer. And he wouldn't be one of the top penalty killers. Haven't seen him play that role for a while, thank God, because the Blue Jackets aren't taking penalties. But you're dead on. What Cam Atkinson does away from the puck is just as important as what he does with the puck. And John Tortorella always harps on how important it is to play away from the puck. And Cam does a fantastic job of it. No question. Here's something from Craig. He says, I got tickets for Tuesday's game after game one. Is it worth skipping one of my last graduate classes and driving 2.5 hours each way? And then he answers the question himself. He says, the answer is yes, Bob. See you there. Well, then I don't even have to answer the question. Well, Craig, be safe on that drive both ways. Is it uphill both ways? Probably. No, if you're walking. If you're walking, it's uphill both ways. Have you noticed, if you're of a certain age, like you would always joke that your parents or grandparents would talk about walking to school, it was uphill both ways, right? It makes no sense. And you roll your eyes and you blow it off, and then you get older and you start telling stories and you're saying it's uphill both ways. Have you gotten to that point in your life yet? Oh, you will. You will. Jordan says, exactly how fast is Stamkos going to get lit up next game? I think that the Blue Jackets captain would like a word. Look, Nick Foligno's not going to go out of his way and do something out of bounds to get at Steven Stamkos. But, and I said this earlier, But if Stamkos happens to be skating around and not paying attention, well, then he might get it. Jacob Adkins, what has been the biggest difference for Sergei Bobrovsky in this series compared to his other playoff appearances? Let me put it to you simply, Jacob. This is my observations. I think that this is especially true against Pittsburgh. Washington last year, again, it was a 2-0 lead, and there were overtime losses in that one, so it's a little bit more dicey, but he just seemed to be too amped up in the previous playoff series, right? Doing things like jumping and lunging at pucks, not being as technically sound as he normally is. But in this series, save the first period of game one, he has been calm and not erratic at all, I don't think. I don't think he's been erratic. Again, that first period of the first game, and he wasn't the only one. You know, as Twitter was blowing up, oh, here's playoff Bob. Here he is. Oh, here we go again. Whoa, how's he going to get his money? Well, I hope he leaves. You know, all this stuff. That lasted the first 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden, he was back to being a two-time Vezina winner. So I think he's just been over-anxious. I think he's tried to do too much in the past. I think right now he's found a groove to where he's just playing and just being who he is and having fun. So that, to me, Jacob, has been the biggest difference in Sergei Bobrovsky. All right, that's going to wrap up today's show. Hey, if you're just maybe catching it at the tail end live or you want to listen again, don't forget it's going to live forever on our main CBJ Radio SoundCloud page. That's where everything goes, the game highlights, the interviews, this show, everything we do goes on the SoundCloud page. And don't forget you can also subscribe at Spotify, at iTunes, at Google Play. We're going to be everywhere, everywhere, and hopefully be there for a long time during a long playoff run. That's going to do it for today's edition of CBJ and 30 Live. Don't forget, it's presented by Telhio Credit Union, and I'll do it again prior to Game 4 for you tomorrow.